Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, it keeps getting worse and worse for Snow Brown here, as another trailer suffers a massive dislike ratio. People are fed up with her and Disney because it's not entertainment, and it's propaganda. At this point, the only Disney project I'm willing to give a chance is this one. It's a love story between a robosexual and C-3PO. I've shared it before, but it's way too funny to not share again. This one definitely doesn't look like a kid's film, though. Up next, our society is so weak that plants are the new pets, and pets are the new kids. If that's the case, then what are women? Besides, of course, being an albatross around your neck. But this conversation sums up population decline perfectly. There are far too many fur babies out there, not enough real ones. Kids aren't that tough to have to raise. You just need to be really rich or really poor to afford them these days. If you're middle class, then you're screwed from the standpoint of reproduction. Number three, Lauren says that mothers who are men's rights activists don't see themselves as looking out for their best interests, but are rallying for their sons instead. What a lie. Mothers are going to rely on their sons into their old age one day. Many have a son husband there for emotional support long after they divorce his father, or his father passes away. It's especially the single mothers that rely on these sons into old age. And if their sons suffer, then they have less resources to give to mommy dearest. Moving on, if your city bans straws but hands out free needles, you're being governed by idiots. Notice how they don't say that needles pollute the environment when they're all over the streets of big blue cities recently. Maybe we just need to reframe the straw ban. Petition the government and ask them how the heck are you supposed to sniff Coke without them. Then the government might actually start handing out straws for free. Use their own rules against them. Number 5, speaking of addiction, so-called experts are saying that obsessing with healthy eating can lead to addiction and mental illness. Looks like someone is being bribed by Big Medicine to encourage people to continue eating Big Macs. It's either that or Sarah here sounds health-phobic. Here's a comic with a guy wondering how guys got so healthy. They show him a poster with a fat woman saying that if you go to the gym, you support fat shaming. Up next, here's the difference between the average white girl and the supermodel. Zendaya looks worse than mid. I'd say she's a solid 4, but only because she's not fat. They want you fat and unhealthy dating a brownie. She probably knows her time in the spotlight is running short unless she reinvents herself. And based on these pictures, it sure looks like she has. She even has gone as far as getting some plastic surgery. Number 7, here's the difference between OpenAI and LonelyFans. OpenAI is respected and professional, yet LonelyFools makes twice as much money and is tacky. But not to worry though. Because in 5 years, these companies will probably be working together secretly with OpenAI providing virtual models to OF, so they no longer have to pay for real physical talent. But what I want to know is, how big of a simp do you have to be to pay for corn content these days? Moving on, if you want to know if a woman has had a high body count, then the easiest way to figure it out is if she has those dead inside eyes. Almost as if her soul left the more she used her holes. The equivalent for a male is the 1,000-yard stare a man gets after coming home from war, with PTSD or shell shock. It's a real thing as well. As for women, the 1,000 schwing-schwang stare might as well be called the Billie Eilish eyes. Number 9, looks like Bill Gates is the real-life version of Dr. Evil. He's funding researchers to turn mosquitoes into flying syringes to deliver vaccines. When I watched Revenge of the Nerds back in the 1980s, I never thought that this was the type of nerd they wanted to get revenge on everybody. He's like an evil nerd. He went to Epstein's Island and no one seems to like him, including his ex-wife. Why couldn't death have taken him instead of Paul Allen? At least he did some good. Up next, are you ready to fly on Pajit Airways? Boeing hired $9 an hour Indian engineers to build a 737 MAX software packet, and it led to the deaths of many people in 2 major crashes. I bet that many of those engineers weren't even qualified, and here's the partial proof with this renowned Indian university selling $36,000 fake degrees. But why worry? This is exactly how capitalism works, and eventually it's going to end us all. Number 11, something the new Willy Wonka films don't have is Gene Wilder, and you could feel there was always a chance that he would just sit back and watch those children die. He was completely indifferent. He understood the entitled kids were going to wreck society, and he sure as hell wasn't going to let them wreck his business. And because he was so indifferent, the author of the book Roald Dahl hated his performance. But Wilder understood the psychology of the character better than Dahl did. A good actor adds to the character. Moving on, Georgia judge Stephen Yeke ended himself with a boomstick inside his courtroom on the last day at work. If you're gonna go, go with a bang. But it's sad and shows us that when a man loses his purpose and meaning in life, oftentimes there's no reason for him left to live. Maybe you also saw what happens to married men when they stop working. I'd assume he was married. I would also look into seeing if he was a friend of the Killens, I mean Clintons. Number 13, Hollywoke celebrities are terrified that if Trump deports illegal migrants, they'll have to start watching their own children. Obviously, this is satire from the Babylon Bee, but a few of them probably are in this scenario. After the LA fires, many celebrities are going to be lucky enough to have a house to put their kids in. The H-1B visa holders that do get in also won't be able to help transition their kids, so it's a great thing after all. Up next, a single mom of a African wants you to feel sympathy, because she has to raise this kid alone because she wasn't patient enough to wait long enough to find the right man. Couldn't she have just gotten one of those abortions that liberal women are always raging about? It's not like she didn't know there would be consequences if she missed her period last week. And if she didn't know, he'd probably step out for milk and never return. Number 15, you know it's over for your soy-sidey when a 35-year-old unmarried run-through childless cat lady is a role model for a generation of fatherless white women wasting their daddy's child support money on tickets to see her shows. Swift could also pay to get her eggs frozen or pay a surrogate to carry kids if she doesn't want to give birth to them herself. I have a theory that Swift is actually the devil and she leads them astray to feed off their souls. Moving on, speaking of child support, when a male student is raped by his female teacher, he's still accountable for child support. The male is simultaneously the victim and responsible for the outcome of the crime at the same time. God forbid we hold women accountable, because apparently the best interests of the child are still the court's number one priority, even when another child is the father. Good luck starting your LinkedIn account and sending out those resumes at 16, kid. Number 17, Ashley has a friendly reminder that every single war in history was started by a man, proving that she doesn't know anything about history. She was responding to Andrew Tate when he said that if you want to see cruelty, then put a woman in charge. The best recent example of this are the fires in Los Angeles. One of the female firefighters was asked about not being able to carry men out of burning buildings, and she said that it's the man's fault for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Talk about cruelty. Up next, starting on January 1st this year, kids born between 2025 and 2039 will be part of a group called Generation Beta. Soon we'll be inundated by baby beta males. Whoever came up with naming generations didn't really think things through now, did they? They're just setting up a future rivalry between the alphas and the betas. Oh no, I can't believe there's yet another generation. Now I'm getting really old. Number 19, Rohita has to tell all of us that Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend is so young that her high school was closed during COVID. I guess she's jealous and wants to make it look like he's a PDF file or something. But Rohita, remember that his girlfriend is far hotter than you are, which is probably what Rohita's other issue is, that Leo wouldn't actually look her way because of her age and her looks. She didn't make the cut either way. Moving on, according to Carla Walsh, eating less and moving more doesn't actually work for weight loss, according to a new study. Extra, extra, read all about it. The laws of thermodynamics as well as the weight scale have been broken by overweight women. It's now possible to burn more calories than you take in and still not lose weight. Carla probably just wants other women to get and stay fat because it eliminates her competition for what few chads still remain out there. Science has devolved from people telling the truth to telling people what they want to hear. Number 21, an Indian man dies after being thrown out of a moving ambulance while trying to stop the driver from molesting his wife. I have so many questions. Who was driving while they were fighting? Considering this is India, a monkey was probably behind the wheel and he was dodging dung piles, trash piles, and holy cows all over the road. Here's a girl in India that was raped, and when she reported it to the police, she was raped again by the cops. Maybe feminists need to go to India and tell men there not to rape and see what happens. Up next, these women say that white men with boomsticks are America's biggest terrorists. Pure gaslighting. They know what the crime statistics are, and there are multiple shootings in Chicago every weekend. If the day ever comes when Islam takes over the West, they will cry, "Where are all the white men with boomsticks to protect us?" 15 people were shot on New Year's Day in Chicago. How much you want to bet that none of the weapons were bought legally? Number 23, I don't think I can share this one enough. When a girl cheats and her guy finds out that she's cheating, she's the one that cries. They cry because they get caught in the lie, and not because they're sorry. Because after all, females and accountability are like oil and water or perfect strangers. And this cycle repeats over and over again. Sometimes she might say it's not my fault, It was a one-time thing, and I was just trying to find myself. Moving on, here's a picture of Heidi Klum's family. Her white daughter will probably end up becoming a supermodel. The other two kids will probably work at the TSA if they're lucky. But I'm probably wrong and everything will be fine. Maybe I spoke too soon because now that they're all grown up, they look a lot better. And I actually think Seal is a fantastic musician. Number 25, if you think cows are destroying the planet and EVs are saving it, you're a moron. EVs are doing way more damage with lithium mining, but they're profitable and extract more wealth from the working classes. Selling meat is a low profit margin business, and agricultural companies prefer that you eat cheese doodles and drink Flopsy Cola, because they make more. Plus, meat is healthier and nutrient dense, and the pharma companies probably hate it because meat eaters get sick less often. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.